evening. This is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box. The summertime is such an amazing time for opera. Everywhere you go, it seems like somebody's putting on performances, not only at the major venues like the Santa Fe Opera, which we've talked about, the Aspen Music Festival, which we've talked about, Central City Opera, of course, many, many other great places, but also little gems of opera companies all over the place as well, some in Longmont. Here's one that's taking place in Grand Junction on July 25th, and I want to say just a little bit about it, not very much. Well, here's some of the music, though, from Hansel and Gretel. This is Engelbert Humperdinck, kind of a child's version of a Wagnerian opera, you might say. We all know the story of Hansel and Gretel. And this performance with the High Desert Opera is taking place on July 25th in Grand Junction at the Robinson Theater. You can call them at 970-523-9605, Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction, highdesertopera.org. Let's just take a listen to what Hansel and Gretel sounds like. It's going to be a delightful one. You can bring the kids or you can just enjoy it because the music is very, very rich.
Thank you. schaut das Wunder an, wie die Hexe hexen kann, wie sie hat Genuss beharrt, Seelen und Zunge.
Schaut das Wunder an, wie die Hexe hexen kann, wie sie hat Genuss beharrt, Seelen und Zunge.
Andes Himmel sprach Gericht, böse Werke dauern nicht, wenn die
excerpts from Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, the 19th century Wagnerian children's opera composer. This is from a CD called Pavarotti's Opera Made Easy, with some great little excerpts from an opera which you can see live and in its entirety if you just happen to be out in Grand Junction or anywhere in the area. High Desert Opera is putting it on again on July 25th, and you can call 970-523-9605 and then head on to the Robinson Theater. Go to highdesertopera.org for more information on this upcoming performance, and not one that I was aware of until I started doing some real research. Also coming up very, very soon is another performance that I wasn't aware of, actually not quite as soon, on August 15th at 7:30 p.m. The Emerald City Opera in Steamboat Springs is presenting Leonard Bernstein's Candide. This is the book by Hugh Wheeler, music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Robert Wilbur, and additional lyrics by Stephen Sondheim and John Latouche. Quite a collection of talent here. Leonard Bernstein's comic operetta, based on Voltaire's satire of innocence, optimism, and the unexpected lessons of life. A masterpiece for the ages. And we'll talk about their Opera Artists Institute family-friendly double bill, because you grown-ups might enjoy the Leonard Bernstein Candide. Kids can also see The Child and the Spells by Maurice Ravel, a 50-minute long story of a rude child whose toys, furniture, and plants come to life to reprimand him for treating him so harshly. And Bon Appetit by Lee Hoiby, a comic 20-minute operatic adaptation of a Julia Child's television program on how to bake a French chocolate cake. Friday, August 14th at 7:30 and Saturday the 15th at 1:30 at the Julie Harris Theater at the Perry Mansfield Performing Arts School and Camp. Both of these are performed in English, and you can go to emeraldcityopera.org for more information on that performance. Here is a little bit of Candide by Leonard Bernstein.
Which just goes to prove that everything's for the best in this best of all possible worlds, of which, if I may say so, Westphalia is the center.
Look at this view, mountains and towers, green meadows too, bursting with flowers. This is the heart of this best of all possible worlds, quite the best part of this best of all possible worlds.
This is the heart of this best of all possible worlds.
Lean, handsome and active, where have you seen girls more attractive? None has more grace in this best of all possible worlds. No finer race in this best of all possible worlds.
No finer race in this best of all possible worlds. No better place in this best of all possible worlds.
But there's
first of all, we now convene with keen anticipation to watch a happy wedding scene and have a celebration.
A happy celebration!
All hail the groom and bride of whom our hearts could not be fonder. The love that reigns in heaven above is mirrored in the marriage of Candide and Cunegonde.
Candide and Cunegonde!
Wherefore and hence, therefore and ergo.
Wherefore and hence, therefore and ergo.
All for the best in this best of all possible worlds.
All for the best in this best of all possible worlds.
Any questions? Ask without fear, I've all the answers here.
Dear Master, I am sure you're right that married life is splendid. But why do married people fight? I cannot comprehend it.
She cannot comprehend it.
The private strife of man and wife is useful to the nation. It is a harmless outlet for emotions that could lead to war or social agitation.
A brilliant explanation.
Wherefore, it's true, no man may doubt it.
Therefore, it's true, no doubt about it.
Marriage is blessed in this best of all possible worlds.
Also, the best in this best of all possible worlds.
Next question, deep though it be, there's none too deep for me.
Since marriage is divine, of course we cannot understand, sir, why there should be so much divorce. Do let us know the answer.
Do let us know the answer.
Why marriage, boy, is such a joy, so lovely a condition, that many ask no better than to wed as often as they can in happy repetition.
A brilliant exposition.
Wherefore and hence, therefore and ergo.
Wherefore and hence, therefore.
Feel we can afford it, we'll build a modest little farm. Cows and chickens, peas and cabbage. Soon there'll be little ones beside us, we'll have a sweet Westphalian home. Smiling babies, Sunday picnics, endless will tutor us in Latin and Greek while we sit before the fire. Glowing logs, faithful dogs. Rustic and a shy life, feeding the pigs and sweetly growing old. Apple pie, so do I. Oh happy pair, oh happy me, it's very rare, how we agree. Oh happy pair, oh happy me, it's very rare, how we agree.
Victimized. Thank you.
original Broadway cast recording of Leonard Bernstein's Candide. Emerald City Opera, by the way, is putting that very work on stage. Candide is going to be performed in its entirety on August 15th at 7:30 p.m. up in Steamboat Springs. And you can go to emeraldcityopera.org for more information on that. I was looking at my favorite opera for children, the Pavarotti Opera Made Easy series, and there's some wonderful tunes here, and I thought I'd finish the hour here on Opera Box with music from Gounod, his Faust, and then the Anvil Chorus of Verdi, and other great works that kids are sure to enjoy, and us grown-ups can listen in too.
Thank you.
Excerpt from Mozart's The Magic Flute, pa, 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 pa. Quite a nice little duet there. And before that, We heard the Doll Song from Offenbach's The Tales of Hoffmann, The Ride of the Valkyries from Wagner's Die Walküre, The Humming Chorus from Puccini's Madama Butterfly, The Anvil Chorus from Verdi's Il Trovatore, and The Soldier's Chorus from Gounod's Faust. Wasn't that fun? Little music from Pavarotti's Opera Made Easy, my favorite opera for children. We've been covering tonight the operas that are being performed in some of the lesser-known locales, but I want to remind you also that the season is still continuing at Central City Opera, at the Santa Fe Opera, at the Aspen Music Festival and School. Please don't miss out on the great summer performances that are taking place. Thanks for listening to The Opera Box. I'm Chris Moore, and I'll see you next week.
Welcome, everyone. This is a Classic Monday on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. You can also listen 93.7 FM in Nederland or online, kgnu.org. I am James, and I've got 2 hours of music to present for you until 10 p.m. tonight. I want to just tell you first off, because it's kind of a sad moment, and I want to share it with you, but right now, if you happen to be downtown and listening, there is a memorial for Dick McLeod, a long-time voice here on KGNU who passed just a few weeks ago. You might know him as his stage name of Dark Cloud. And I, for one, will truly miss his commentary on Wednesday Afternoon Sound Alternatives. The man was informed and insightful, and I did not always agree with him, but I always stay tuned to what he had to say, and he really informed a lot of my opinions on a myriad of subjects. I, for one, will deeply miss him, and since I'm doing a radio show now, I won't be able to get to the memorial, but if you're in the neighborhood of the Boulder Theater, the memorial is going on until 9 p.m. tonight. It started at 7. So it is about halfway through already, but if you were a fan of Dark Clouds, then you might want to just pop on in there. So here's to you, Dark Cloud. Thank you for many years of expanding my mind. And after that beginning, as always, I like to have some kind of theme to wrap my music around. Tonight it's going to be hosting a single composer. The man's name is Arnold Bax. He is an English composer, and you have to listen to a bit of music before you discover him. You know, Edward Elgar and Ralph Vaughan Williams are more prominent English composers than Arnold Bax, but he wrote some great music, as I hope you will find out by staying tuned for the next 2 hours. Born 1883, died 1950-something, I believe. I'll check that out again. But a myriad of music. He's not as prolific as other artists, so yeah, I think you have a pretty good idea of what kind of music he presents. So it's 20th century music, but it is not quote-unquote 20th century music. He's very much in the romantic phase of classical music writing, so there's nothing that's going to stretch your ears in that way, but some great orchestrations and some beautiful pieces of music. We're going to open tonight with the Garden of Fand, F-A-N-D, a legendary daughter of the Lord of the Sea amongst Gaelic sagas. He was an Englishman, but he loved Ireland and the people there and loved the ocean. The garden here of Fand is actually the sea. So much like Debussy's La Mer, this is going to be an impressionistic view of the sea. So, the music of Arnold Bax, The Garden of Fand, to open us up, and there's some nice harp and quintet music of his in the background. We'll fade that out and start in. Good evening.